This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Childcare record keeping is under fire as police link more centres to accused sex offender Joshua Dale Brown. More than 800 children are being urged to undergo infectious disease testing after authorities identified 4 additional Affinity Run centres where Brown previously worked.
The company should have picked this up in the first place where this worker was. The Victorian government and authorities are doing everything they can to track the details of where he worked. But this highlights an example of why you need a database or a register so you know where all childcare workers are and where they're moving from centre to centre. That's just one of the things that we need to do. Parliament starts again next week. I'll introduce legislation next week that will cut off funding to childcare centres that aren't up to scratch.
He faces over 70 charges involving 8 children under 2 at a Point Cook centre between April 2022 and January 2023. The new sites include Kids Academy in Mickleham and Milestones Early Learning in Tarnet, Greensborough and Braybrook. Education Minister Jason Clare tells Channel 7 there must be a register tracking where educators have worked. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Chinese Premier Li Xiang signed several trade agreements in Beijing, including one allowing Australian apples into China for the first time. Mr. Albanese also met President Xi Jinping during his 6-day visit, which focused on boosting trade and stability in the relationship. Premier Li says China and Australia have highly complementary economies and urged closer cooperation. Mr. Albanese says the agreements represent both the strong cooperation between Australia and China and a shared ambition to do even more.
This round table is a symbol of cooperation, but it's also a sign of ambition. The cooperation that has delivered profound economic benefits for the people of both of our nations and the ambition to build on those complementary strengths and go beyond them, to deepen and diversify our trade and business links.
Bradley John Murdoch, the man who murdered backpacker Peter Falconio in the Australian outback, has died of throat cancer aged 67. He was serving a life sentence without parole at Darwin Correctional Centre. Murdoch was convicted in 2005 of killing Mr. Falconio and assaulting his girlfriend Joanne Lees near Barrow Creek in 2001. Miss Lees escaped and later gave key evidence, but Mr. Falconio's body was never found. The case shocked both Australia and the UK. His death leaves the mystery of Mr. Falconio's final resting place unresolved for now. In rugby union, a combined First Nations and Pacifica team have assembled in Melbourne ahead of a match against the British Irish Lions at Docklands Stadium next week. 20 players of Pacifica heritage and 7 First Nations heritage have come together for the historic game. Assistant coach Fa'aologu Tana Umaga says the team is about more than just rugby.
We're a group of men, especially our groups, come together. It's the one place where I see where we can't stop men talking. You know, everyone talks about men not talking. You know, and I think as a culture, when they're talking about their culture, you'll see their eyes light up and you'll see them want to talk about it because they feel a connection to it. So I think there's something in that in terms of helping that in that space.
And that's SBS News in Easy English.